Kenneth Kramer with Mission Network News. The sentiment in India is that to be truly Indian, one must be Hindu. It's a national sentiment that's grown deadly. Open Doors USA's David Curry explains.
Pastor Gideon was harassed, beaten over the last 6 months, and then, of course, he's found brutally murdered by these Hindu extremists. And the government of India, which is number 11th, as you said, on the world watch list, needs to realize they are part of this.
Now, both foreign and domestic Christian nonprofit organizations are being attacked and pushed out of the country. Prime Minister's office has taken it as far as threatening to rid India of Christians by 2021. Let's stand with these believers by advocating for them and praying for creativity and boldness for the gospel workers who remain. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And the Every Tribe, Every Nation movement has an incredible all-access goal to get a full Bible into every language used by at least 500,000 people by 2033. J.R. Buckle with Deaf Bible Society says that all-access goal includes sign languages. And this year, Deaf Bible Society, along with their ministry partners, are hoping to start 25 new sign language scripture translations towards this goal.
We're really looking for ambassadors. And so how people could really help is pray. But praying in a sense of, Lord, would you have me truly become an ambassador for this cause? Someone that waves the banner for the sign language movement among my Sunday school group, among my church, among my community, in order to see that more deaf people will be reached with the gospel than ever before.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.